From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Jefferson County ended 2020 on a sad note. The number of deaths hit an all-time high, including a record number of deaths from COVID-19. For people who work in funeral homes and morgues, the volume has been unprecedented. They've struggled to keep up. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
The Jefferson County Cemetery is a big grassy field surrounded by a chain-link fence. It's the final resting place for people considered indigent or without family to claim them.
Everybody's passing due east right now.
Michael Crane is the caretaker. He digs the graves, and he remembers who's buried in each plot. There are no headstones, so Crane makes these homemade markers.
This is just a can.
He takes fruit cans, fills them with cement, and uses them to identify each grave.
And put my imprint in them. They have to be totally dry before I start stamping that.
Earlier this week, Crane buried four people.
Today is a list of decedents scheduled for county burial on Monday, 2-8 of 21 at the Jefferson County Pauper Cemetery. This is Derek Wayne Jones. He's age 61. He's a black male. He's 5'9" and weighs 202 pounds. The next decedent is Antonio Palomo. He's 62.
This has become the new normal. In recent months, Crane says they've buried four people every week. It's the most that they can transport. And there's almost always more bodies waiting in the morgue.
There's usually at least one COVID patient a week, sometimes two. So there has been an increase since COVID's come about. So
in Jefferson County, like the rest of the country, the number of deaths from COVID-19 increased dramatically in recent months. W. Eric Lusane owns a funeral home and crematory with offices in Birmingham and Hoover. He's been in the business for more than a decade, and he's overwhelmed.
Honestly, I could not fathom the numbers that we've hit this month, back in March.
Lusane says pre-pandemic, they dealt with around 70 deaths a month. In January, that number doubled. Last year, the funeral home bought a second crematory to keep up, and they hired a few more staff members. Lusane says they've managed, but it's taken a toll.
Mentally, you know, I'm not ashamed to admit it. The other day I was saying, I really need to probably go sit down with a therapist. There's so much death, and you're working 12-hour days nonstop.
Deaths have increased all around in Jefferson County, not just from COVID-19. Bill Yates is the chief deputy coroner for the county.
The system as a whole has been stressed. So we have seen a surge in medical examiner's cases. Those are sudden and unexpected deaths.
Like homicides and overdoses. In fact, last year, Yates says there were probably more deaths from overdose than ever before. On top of that, the county morgue has had to store bodies for longer periods of time. The issue is twofold. For one, there just aren't many places that have cold storage capacity to do this. And then in some cases, it's taking longer to schedule burials. Yates says the morgue has been nearly full since November. But he is seeing the numbers start to go down. That's likely related to a recent decline in COVID cases. Yates says the county did not have to resort to creating additional morgue space like other states have had to do. But he says it could still happen.
One thing I am surprised is that as a whole, the industries and those who are dealing with the dead here in Jefferson County, I think we were lucky. I think that it'd still be possible for us to be swamped.
Yates says the county did develop a plan in case things were to get that bad, but he hopes the worst is over. Back at the Jefferson County Cemetery, that remains to be seen. Caretaker Michael Crane is still busy burying the bodies that are waiting at the morgue.
Next decedent is Daniel Hildred Nelson, a white male who is 74 years old and 6'3" tall and 200 pounds, and there was no family attending for him.
Crane says he will probably bury four more unclaimed bodies next week. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.